Nolte, disgraced Atlantic could face legal action over Nazi smear of Joe Kent. By John Nolte on May 6, 2025. The far-left Atlantic is at it again, manufacturing hoaxes to attack the MAGA movement they hate so much. This time it's Joe Kent, an Army veteran and Trump's nominee as director of the National Counterterrorism Center. In a hoax article is headlined, "Who Gets Panzer Tattooed on Their Arm?" As you can see, instead of doing the work required to answer that question, the pro-eugenics Atlantic spends 1,800 words insinuating Kent is a Nazi, which means President Trump is a Nazi, which means the MAGA movement is a Nazi, which means America is a Nazi stronghold. In a sane world, one where journalism mattered to billionaires through marriage and not merit like Lauren Powell Jobs, a supposed news article that required a question mark in the headline would have never been published. A question mark at the end of your headline broadcasts that you do not have the answer, which means you are not reporting facts, which means you are not doing journalism. But this is The Atlantic, so we already knew that. The Atlantic's outrage, and 1,800 words of ignorant speculation, comes from a tattoo on Joe Kent's arm that says Panzer. Panzer is the German word for tank, therefore this can only mean one thing. Kent is a Nazi. Wait till The Atlantic discovers J.D. Vance has sauerkraut tattooed on his inner thigh. There is just one problem. As my former Breitbart colleague Raheem Jaikasam points out in the National Pulse, T.E. tattoo isn't associated with Nazis. In fact, Panzerjäger was popularized amongst Americans after the Second World War, and after Germany and its Bundeswehr became critical NATO members in the fight against the Soviet Union. If anything, the tattoo is pro-NATO and anti-communist, and nothing at all to do with Nazism. Oh, and Kent does have Jäger tattooed on his other arm and did serve in an anti-tank section of the 2nd Ranger Battalion from 1998 to 2001. The National Pulse adds. Furthermore, U.S. Army veterans and those who routinely report on the subject will know that tattoo inspections are often required to ensure members of the military aren't Nazis, extremists of other kinds, or gang members. Kent himself has had a top-secret security clearance for around 2 decades. To hold Kent's TS/SCI, one must undergo a single-scope background investigation, SSBI, and polygraph tests. So, despite all the resources available from billionaire Democrat mega donor Lauren Powell Jobs and space enough for 1,800 words, The Atlantic still failed to report this. Instead, the Russia collusion hoaxsters sought out experts like former members of the hate group, the discredited Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC. Kent's tattoo could mean that he is glorifying the Nazis. Or it could have a different context, the former SPLC member told The Atlantic. I don't think I've run across a Panzer. What makes this smear even worse is that all The Atlantic is doing, and doing so at the expense of a decorated veteran. A veteran who also lost his soldier wife in combat in Syria in 2019, no less, is trolling Trump. That's how low The Atlantic has fallen. The far-left propaganda outlet basically admits it here. The Trump administration seems to strongly agree with the notion that tattoos are meaningful, but only when convenient for the president's agenda. Consider Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the Maryland resident the Trump administration deported to El Salvador's terrorism confinement center, or Scott, prison camp last month. Garcia was living with protected legal status in the U.S., and the government's own lawyers have acknowledged that he was deported because of an administrative error. Trump loyalists have doubled down on Garcia's detention, in part pointing to his tattoos. The good news is that sources have told the National Pulse that Kent is carefully considering his legal options against The Atlantic and the article's author. As for the Trump administration, they handled it perfectly. I asked the administration to address concerns that one of the president's nominees has a tattoo associated with Nazis, and its response was to make a joke, whines The Atlantic. All I can say of The Atlantic is that Joseph Goebbels would be proud. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.